This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store. The store.
Yay.
Another week, another episode.
Welcome to the store. Oh, we're excited for this one, kids.
Andrew really is.
Are you ready to get caged?
Hilarious.
Welcome to Video Store Clerks. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. I'm Dave.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Chuck.
Andrew.
And we are here to talk about the one and only, the great Nicolas Cage.
Right, woo! Right.
Mountcast of Troy. Take off.
How did it get burned?
See, here's the funny thing about this this whole episode here is, I guess I had a complete hatred for Nicolas Cage for years. I was always a big Ghost Rider fan, and then when the movie came out, I was like, dude, I fucking hate you. Like, no, fuck this. Fuck you. And so, like, I was just like, nah. And but, like, the last few years, his movies are catching my eye a little more. There's the plots are kind of making me want to see it, you know, instead of me going, eh, I don't really give a fuck, you know. It's like Bangkok Dangerous. Didn't give a fuck about that movie. But then he came out with fucking, Well, I guess it was Mandy and the Willy's Wonderland or whatever. And I was like, all right, okay. I haven't seen Mandy yet. I haven't. Sorry.
It's okay. It's a weird artsy movie. But yeah, let's talk about Willy's Wonderland. Holy shit. I was not expecting to see what I saw in that movie. That movie was amazing.
It was. Nicolas Cage didn't talk at all. It was one of his best roles.
You can watch that movie and put it on mute. It would still be awesome.
Just put Slayer on the background.
After about 60th time you hear it.
Oh, that's right.
We haven't even gotten 3 minutes into the podcast. Already a Slayer reference.
I told you. It always comes back to Slayer.
I know. We should have like a Slayer count. How many times Slayer comes up in the conversation?
New drinking game. Anytime we mention the Slayer, like you have to drink.
Oh, well, in that case.
Starting now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, I what started this whole like Nicolas Cage idea was I finally watched Drive Angry. I know it's an old movie, but holy shit, that movie was amazing. I can't stand Amber Heard, but she was awesome in the movie because she just basically beat the shit out of guys.
Yeah, I saw it a few years ago. That
makes sense why she.
I never seen it.
It's a dope movie.
It's literally Ghost Rider if it was better.
Okay, because you said Ghost Rider, and I was like, God damn it.
No. It's the same idea. He escapes hell.
He's trying to trigger. We're fucking 3 minutes
already.
Start twitching.
Smash.
Anymore, like, I think of Nicolas Cage as the modern day Pacino. You watch his movies for that part at the end when he flips the fuck out.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mom and Dad.
Oh, yeah. Now, that was the movie. That was the movie. Yeah. It was good.
That movie was bonkers. I loved it. Him and
I was watching Prisoners of Ghostland whenever Dave got here.
I'd never seen it before. It was amazing.
It's good.
Is it good?
Really?
Yeah, okay.
Really? So I need to see that.
It's kind of so, like it's like you ever play that game Borderlands back in the day?
I mean, yeah.
You'll have them coming out, but it's kind of like Escape from Borderlands, like Escape from LA and shit, like all mixed in together.
Okay. You had
with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And Escape from New York. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Moseley.
Yes. Bill Moseley's in it too.
Nice.
I can dig it.
Yeah, it's a dope movie.
He's dressed like Boss Hogg.
Okay.
White suit and white hat.
He has the Otis beard from like Devil's Rejects.
Nice.
Wow. Check that shit out to them. Well, Nicolas Cage, if people don't realize, Nicolas Cage is actually a huge metal fan. And so,
Mandy
Mandy is a love letter to like black metal and the metal like community.
Well, his son's in a black metal band.
Yeah.
So he's all about that shit. That also kind of caught my ear a little bit. I was like, all right, Nicolas Cage and his kid are cool because of black metal. All right, I can get behind it.
Apparently, Nicolas Cage has liked metal for a long time. Like when he was like on the set of, how was it? Like National Treasure. Like he listened to like metal and stuff like that. So, like he's been a lifelong metal fan.
How big is your place, Andrew? It's like you've been walking around the whole show.
He's just walking in circles.
Oh, okay. Well, this is my studio right now. It's still getting like. Yeah. But anyway, back to the show. But yeah, no. I've actually been wanting to rewatch like an actual treasure because remember I was telling you guys like there's an article where he was talking about how he got fucked over by Disney. Like cuz they were going to like he never does sequels if you noticed, but he did a sequel for National Treasure 2. And yeah. I thought it did well, but apparently Disney didn't think so, so they just kind of axed the whole like third movie.
His kids were on set whenever I met him.
Oh, really?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
That's right, during the, Vampire's Assistant? I still need to watch that movie.
Oh, it was the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Oh, Sorcerer's Apprentice. Okay.
That's where that picture is from in the thumbnail. He's still got his get-up on.
I remember the first time that I ever saw Nicolas Cage in a movie that I can remember, that's going far back, was actually, and this has been a movie I've always loved, is Raising Arizona. Like that was
a long time.
Yeah, that Valley Girl.
See, I still have yet to see Raising Arizona. I've seen Con Air and Face Off so long ago. I need to rewatch Face Off because like it's been so long.
Con Air, I hate Nick Cage in it because that fucking accent.
Yeah,
he rocks that haircut though, doesn't he?
He does.
I think the one movie. The one movie that really made me love him besides National Treasure, I hate to say it, Wicker Man. I was expecting to hate the movie, and I went into the movie.
Yeah, no, the original on that one.
Well, no, but like the remake is so insane.
Happy Hour News is here. Happy Hour News. We love
you. Hey, Shanny, what's up, brother?
Turn on the damn light. Turn on the damn light, Chuck.
You don't need to see all of me.
Somebody. Hooray. All right, let's not scare this one away.
He'll stick around for a little while.
People want to see your face. Let them see your face. Give the people what
can
they
you
want.
Not see me at all? Like, I'm not kind of like the shadow. I don't know.
He likes the lighting for dramatic effect.
Yeah, I'm just missing a candle, you know, and baby pools full of blood, you know.
But no, seriously,
fire
like
playing in the background.
Yeah.
Drink.
but
I like seriously,
like Wicker Man was crazy just because the bear outfit. There's like no reason why.
I've seen that show, but I don't really remember it. One of my favorite Nick Cage movies is Lords of War.
Yes. That movie is so green.
Have you guys seen Rockwell?
Really? It's really good.
Yeah.
I told you, man, there was a big chunk of my life where I swore off Nicolas Cage.
It's Nick Cage and Jared Leto.
Oh, God, I hate Jared Leto.
Jared Leto basically plays himself. He just gets drunk and gets high the entire movie and is a fuck up. So
he's perfect. Playing himself. You're not selling me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like Jared Leto, it's like cool method. He's in cool movies, and I feel like I'm always making excuses for Jared Leto.
He's terrible.
But I think, I think that's it. Finally. Ever since Rush came out in 1999, and I feel like I've been making excuses for him.
I mean, he never really did want to be an actor, though. He wanted to make music.
Yeah.
Just acting came first.
Then make music.
Well, hell, baby, that's the same thing, pretty much. He didn't want to be an actor. He was a Nightmare on Elm Street to kind of get some money up so he could get some music out and end up blowing up. Now he's playing music.
Right. And Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, yeah.
Same way.
I keep forgetting he has a band.
I'd like to see what Nicolas Cage music would sound like. What would that sound like?
Something crazy.
There are some videos or something like on YouTube and shit about him playing.
Oh, somebody look them up.
I want to be like, I want somebody to be like, hey, this is a song from Nicolas Cage Band, and it's him singing, and it's just him just going, ah, yeah. Like,
you know, that's what it has to be. It has to be like that. Oh, my God. So I'm going to look it up right now.
My least favorite Nicolas Cage match?
Cage.
Cage
match.
My least favorite Nicolas Cage movie is actually The Weatherman. I just think it's kind of lame.
Which one was that?
That's the one with Michael Caine and Nicolas Cage is like this weather guy who's like down on his luck and he's depressed. And
I watched some of that. Yeah, I think my parents watched it or something.
I get.
That was an interesting noise.
What was that? Release.
Who released?
Wasn't me. I thought it was Andrew.
I thought it was Tim.
Okay. We have a ghost on here just making like awkward noises. I would love it if there was a ghost that could leak itself into our live stream.
Yes.
I want it to make weird noises.
Oh, that was my cat.
I mean, I've heard pussies make weirder noises. Who knew that was coming? That's what she said.
Oh, man. So, well, we have one person. Let's try not to scare him away.
Cage singing Elvis?
That's the Cage singing Elvis. That is not what I expected. I will continue searching.
Yeah, yeah, well. Why don't you find something that actually makes me want to like hear it.
Well, I know Nicolas Cage. Oh, what was it? He was.
You ever hear the Danzig Elvis album?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
It's not horrible, but some songs are better than others. And it makes sense that he did that. But the fact that the cover of it has that old school like Elvis look with the font, but it's still him being all like, you know, it's like, man.
Okay, I just gave away.
You need to go back and save that audio.
That's going at the beginning and at the end of every trailer we do for now.
There we go. Sounds good.
I just ordered a soundboard that should be here tomorrow. I'll save it on there.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Is that one of those versus things?
I don't even know.
Be careful, man. Copyright shit. They're going to get us.
Okay, so.
We haven't been kicked off yet. I don't want to jinx it. Don't kick us off.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
Back in the cage.
Are we still on?
Yeah, we're still on, I guess.
Okay, all right. Just checking.
So, Chuck, you haven't watched anything Nick Cage like after Ghost Rider, or did you watch it before?
There's like a big stretch of movies that I just didn't see, didn't care to. He also, huh?
Snake Eyes?
Nope.
I think you'd like that.
See what?
9mm.
There was now I'll tell you what though. That one was, I actually like that one just because it's so fucked up.
Danzig's in that.
Huh?
So they played Danzig in that.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's hilarious because you know how long it's been since I've seen that? Okay, cool. Shani said that they play copyright shit all the time and they just mute it. So, okay, cool. So, there we go. If Shani says we're okay, then we're okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Wish my luck, though.
But he annoyed the shit out of me. I hated the fact that he was. He became just a fucking meme. And
I mean, he's always been one.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it just got annoying. Like, I just couldn't stand how he acted and all that shit. But there's a certain point where I was like, all right, I got to quit being a stubborn ass. Let me give him another chance. And then that is when I gave up on him again, because I tried watching his version of Bad Lieutenant. I don't know if you've ever seen the original Bad Lieutenant with Harvey Keitel. It was rated NC-17, and I have it on VHS. It was my stepdad. And I started trying to watch it, and I was like, nah, this doesn't help. Fuck him. And then I didn't watch him for a while. And then literally, like, a couple of years ago, it was either mom and dad that made me go, all right, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I can't think of the other ones. There was a couple others that came out that I was like, all right, whatever. But the more he keeps doing shit, the more I'm like, you know. But there is a big list of movies from him that I have not seen. And most of the time it's been because I'm just a fucking petty asshole.
You seen The Rock?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saw that. Yeah. Sean Connery's in it. A big James Bond guy when I was younger. So.
Right.
Welcome to The Rock.
I'd watch it. I've seen that shit like 1,000 times. That's what I had Nick Cage sign was my fucking Rock DVD.
Nice. That's awesome. I think I have that on VHS, actually.
Now on VHS.
Yeah, that is a great beard, Andrew. Can you show everybody your beard?
Look at that beard. Look at that.
I could never grow a beard like that.
Yeah, my beard's pretty cool.
What about me, guys?
What about me? Me? Come on, man. Me.
I learned it from watching you, okay?
I know I come off like a complete fucking asshat when it comes down to certain things. Because I really do come off like a me motherfucker. I'm really not, but I kind of am. I'm like a diva, but not. Nobody can see your beard. No, okay, I get it. It's too dark. Fuck. Okay, hold on a second. Give me a second. All right, Shane, if you want to see my pretty goddamn face,
give the people what they want. Give the people what they want.
It's your pyrotechnics.
What was that other movie with the lights and the aliens?
Does that help at all?
Color of Space. That's no better.
You need more. Well, I'm not turning my big light on, so that's as good as you get, Shane. All right. You've seen me. You know what I look like.
Where'd Andrew go? There he is. All
right. Just pants back over to it. He's just like.
We drink if Andrew eats, too.
I'm about to eat.
Well, what's for dinner tonight, Andrew?
Pasta.
What kind of pasta?
Tri-color pasta.
That's just, do you have anything with it, or is it just pasta?
I mean,
just plain pasta. Do what? I couldn't see what that said. Is this marinara?
That's your face. It's your face. You're terrible at this.
Apparently he puts his hand in it. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to
stir around.
What does everyone think of Gone in 60 Seconds?
Oh, I love it.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
It's great.
Angela, it's all right.
It's literally like Fast and the Furious.
No, I would say that I would choose Gone 60 Seconds over Fast and Furious.
100%.
I hate those fucking movies. God, I fucking hate those movies. And Paul Walker was one of the worst actors. I'm sorry, whatever, but he really wasn't good.
I've never seen it. I think I saw Fast Five, and that was the only one I'd seen.
Running Scared.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Running Scared?
Yeah.
Kind of what Paul Walker should have done. Okay, that's horrible. Anyway, should have walked instead of got a ride. I just don't like the guy. I just, I, I don't know.
It's okay.
He wasn't very good in Varsity Blues either.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. He was in that movie.
It's okay. He's dead now, so you don't have to worry about him.
Well, there you go.
Oh, too soon? that's sad. That was a horrible joke. I shouldn't have made it. I'll say I'm sorry later in my prayers.
Well, we're live. We can't fix it in post anymore. So
No, there ain't no fixing it. Chuck's an asshole. News at 11.
Just accept it.
Yeah, if you haven't tuned in, this is not a surprise to anyone. That Chuck Nasty, what a fucking asshole. Anyway, Nicolas Cage.
Not an asshole.
We're getting caged.
We're getting caged.
did you realize that he was an extra in Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
I did not.
Yeah, he was the cook or whatever.
One of the fans, like, just chilling in the stands.
In Fast Times?
Yeah.
Really? He's in the movie. I mean, he's in the diner.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Every time you really see him, he's on the stands standing there, like, clapping.
Oh, yeah. It's been minutes since I've watched that one. I always like Valley Girl. Is that what it was called? Valley Girl? You know what I'm talking about? Where he plays the punk rocker dude. He's going after that hot chick. I can't remember what her fucking name is. And Marissa Hargitay's in it when she was young and really hot. Because she's always hot. God, she's so hot. But I have a thing. I'm a Law and Order guy. It's bad. It's so bad. Like you ever seen The Love Guru?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't, I had no reason to want to watch that movie. My ex made me watch it. And the only reason I was happy, I got happier. I probably should have. Mariska Hargitay is what he says for the whole fucking movie. And he's like, Mariska Hargitay, Mariska Hargitay. I don't know. I'm back to Nicolas Cage. Sorry. Anyway, yeah. So she was in that fucking movie. And Valley Girl, it's actually, I mean, it's your typical 80s, like, teen movie. But the aspect of him being a punk rocker in it was kind of cool. Because it was all about, like, look, the chick doesn't, like, she's afraid to really be with him because he has this reputation because he's a punk rocker.
Any of the Ramones?
Do what?
Probably think she'd have been in the Ramones back in, though.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I'm trying to think of some. Oh, what was the vampire? Vampire's Kiss or whatever it was that he was in?
Yeah. I still need to see that.
Yeah, I have seen that one. That was the longest time. I couldn't tell you shit about it now, though. It was kind of like Once Bitten with Jim Carrey. It was kind of very similar. I can't remember which one came first.
What's everybody's thoughts on the pics of him as Dracula?
I love it.
I love it, too.
I'm going to say that I'm excited about it. I don't know how excited I am about it, but I think it's going to be interesting. It's supposed to be a comedy kind of thing, so it should be all right. I'm glad they're doing something with the Renfield. That's pretty cool that he's getting his own fucking thing.
Finally.
Been fucking 100 years. Goddamn.
Shani, you're right. Yeah, her mom was Jane Mansfield. But Jane Mansfield was also friends with the late, great Anton LaVey. And when I say great, I mean piece of shit, but I like reading his stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't know him as a person, but I've read his stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just know a lot about him.
Yeah, there's accounts about what he did. And
He was kind of full of shit with certain things, and he was hurt. He was bad to animals, and there's a reason why a lot of his family doesn't talk or never didn't talk to him before he died.
Yep.
That kind of shit. Anyway, Nicolas Cage.
I think the Dracula will be all right. I don't know. I got faith in Nick Cage.
I think he'll be all right. I think it's right up his alley.
Glad he never went forward with his Superman. That would have been bad.
Oh, I'm so disappointed about that too.
It would be cool because they could bring him in now. If they're doing the whole multiverse thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Can we have, like, Superman Nick Cage?
I don't know.
I tell you what. Pretty sweet.
I wouldn't give him his own movie, but if they brought him in as another character in the multiverse.
Yeah, I don't know if they could do it with him now.
If they would have done what they talked about doing. Remember back when Superman died?
Yeah.
Okay. they had the different Supermans. They had Superboy. They had the Man of Steel. They had the Cyborg. They had the Superman that I can't remember if he came out to end up being the real one or not, but he had like the long flowing like black hair and all that shit. If they were to have him come, if they were to actually do something like that and have him as a Superman, because the pictures and the video clips I saw of him getting like in the outfit and all that, I thought, you know, he actually could be one of those other Superman. But as Superman, Superman, nah.
There's a whole actual like documentary on that shit called The Death of Superman.
Yeah. That's what it is. I think that's what I saw it on. Yeah.
Kevin Smith and everybody in it talking about it.
Kevin Smith and the giant spider, but that went to, unfortunately, Wild Wild West.
That was the greatest thing ever.
I want my Wookiee. He's like, I got your Wookiee right here.
I saw Kevin Smith speak years ago at UK, and he was supposed to speak for 2 hours. He spoke for 4 hours.
Yeah, he likes to talk.
Yeah, he's a talker. He said he had to make up for it because he was fat. At the time, he was fat. It was hilarious. But he was talking about that shit about like he was talking about the Nicolas Cage shit and all that. But he was talking about the big spider and Wild Wild West and all that shit.
He's always like a really super nice guy too. I met him twice.
Yeah, he's just a giant nerd.
Speaking of him, actually, our comic book, Tales of Shock and Terror, will be at his shop.
Nice.
That's sweet.
He's friends with JB. Is kind of he's been in contact with I can't remember his name. Little Asian dude. Comic book man. I can't remember his fucking name. Huh?
Ming Chen.
Yeah. And he's so we're gonna have our comic book and Kevin Smith and the Secret Stash.
There you are. That's so nice. Absolutely check out the Secret Stash.
Check out Tales of Shock and Terror. You're gonna love it. At the shameless plug in the middle of the show.
Not at all. An all new one of a kind comic book. Get it while it's hot.
One of a kind now, only because it's hand done and all that shit. And then it also, I mean, it's you know, a homage to Tales from the Crypt comics, DC comics.
Yes.
Yeah. If you know, talking about Nicolas Cage and superheroes, I actually am really surprised that they haven't tried harder to get him in some type of Superman or superhero outfit besides Superman. Like,
because maybe
who could you all see Nicolas Cage playing?
Brainiac.
I would say maybe Moon Knight, even though Oscar Isaac was amazing in that. I could see him in Moon Knight.
Moon Knight's Marvel.
But anyway, either way, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter either way.
The Riddler.
Yeah, I could see him playing the Riddler. I honestly, in a weird way, could see him playing Joker, but you know,
I could almost see him being like a multiverse Batman.
Yeah, as long as he just is Batman the whole time and not Bruce Wayne.
Oh yeah,
I don't think I could deal with him being Bruce Wayne.
That'd be kind of like watching National Treasure.
I never saw those movies either.
Oh, National Treasure is great. It's so ridiculous.
Because in Flashpoint, Thomas Wayne became Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he could go that route with it.
Right. Yeah.
But basically, Nicolas Cage plays this like archaeologist. He's essentially Indiana Jones, but
right. Yeah, I know the premise of it. Yeah, I just never was something that he'd make a good Alfred. I would go with that. I think he probably would. But
you'd have to give him a bigger part, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The sequel is even more ridiculous because there's apparently a treasure map on the Declaration of Independence. He's like, we're going to steal the Declaration of Independence. Oh, who's God with me?
You just wanted to quote that.
Yeah, he totally just wanted to quote that. Okay. I get it.
It's such a great line because there's apparently a catacombs beneath DC, which is actually true, but like it goes into crazy territory.
Those movies aren't bad, but they're not. I don't know. They're like movies I would like throw one to go to sleep to or something.
looks like you're bending over to throw up.
Yeah. It's like, he's like hitting things. We don't hear him puking.
Now every time you walk around, the Zelda music is playing in my head. It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
I have that shirt. I'm just making food.
Well, I'll just stop and just look at you, Andrew. Making noise and making food.
It's very interesting.
Do you want to do a cooking show segment every week?
We could. We could. That could be a thing. What do you all think? All normal people.
Eventually, I want to give everybody their own little segment.
Oh, jeez. Cooking with Andrew.
Good. Yeah.
Cooking with Andrew.
Cooking with Anthrax. Oh, what?
That reminds me of Anthrax in that episode of Married with Children they were in. They ate the fucking mystery package in the freezer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good episode.
Right? Nick Cage wasn't in that, though.
No, Nick Cage wasn't in that. We're right. We're right. God, we suck at the whole Stay on Task thing, don't we?
Did Nick Cage? No,
we're doing better than we usually do.
Yeah, we're doing actually, better.
Yeah, we're doing way better than what we usually do.
I think it's because doing this episode has been a thing all day long.
Yeah.
Like the last couple of days, Andrew's like, hey, let's talk about Nicolas Cage. And it became a thing. And it was like, you know what? We're going to let him have this. We're going
to
let him have
this. We decided to do that. Like, weren't you talking about never doing anything on Nick Cage?
Me?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, probably.
Like in that group chat, like I'm pretty sure you were saying stuff like, we can't do any Nick Cage stuff. And then somehow it went from doing that to Nick Cage.
I don't know. I might have been drunk. I don't know.
Hey, yeah, Dave was just like, we should do Nick Cage. And you're like, I guess.
Everybody's like, fuck
yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm the downer of the group. I was like, yeah, man, this is going to be great. I'm like, meh.
I actually tried watching this movie yesterday on Netflix called Jiu-Jitsu with Nick Cage. I couldn't really get into it. It was just a lot going on.
I'm going to be stupid when I ask this. What's it about?
I really don't know.
Nicolas Cage teaches himself karate.
It's not what you think.
It's very weird.
Jiu-Jitsu kid.
I'm Nicolas Cage, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to kick you like this, and then I'm just going to...
Pow!
Yeah. I'm going to freak out.
Is your Rocky?
What?
Can you do a Nicolas Cage?
Do a Nicolas Cage? I've never really tried to do a Nicolas Cage, really. I think my Nicolas Cage is going to come out more like Owen Wilson.
Willy's Wonderland.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, we're doing it right now. Don't say anything.
What are we doing?
End scene.
Nicolas Cage at Willy's Wonderland.
JB! Hey, what's up, JB? Hey, yo.
He say, hey, yo. Hey, yo. What were we talking about?
Nicolas Cage, I know that much. Yeah, I totally lost train of thought on that one. I was I was talking about how you were asking me about impressioning him.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. And my impression of him would come off more like Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson?
Yeah, which is bad too because I can't stand him. Because my nose is like this and it turns. And what happens is I talk like this in every movie. It's just amazing.
That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, and I feel like that would be almost Nicolas Cage, but I'd have to deepen my voice just a little bit. I'd have to give it some kind of weird twang in my voice. But, yeah, I have to work on the Nicolas Cage. I love the fact that you all get a kick out of my impressions. I've worked many years. I've worked many years trying to get something right.
No, they're pretty good, though.
Winning.
Is that what it is? You're secretly obsessed with Owen Wilson?
Worse than Nicolas Cage, bro. And that's just because I can't stand Owen Wilson's face. I just fucking can't. He's lucky that Wedding Singer or Wedding Crashers was a good movie. And then Vince Vaughn's funny as hell.
Yeah, I always liked the Shanghai movies.
Now it sounds like Andrew's pissing.
Yeah, he got the right angle.
He's the perfect angle. He's just like, ah. Where's that? What is that noise again, Andrew? I almost filled the cup. One man, one cup.
Two hands.
Filled to the rim. I don't know. Fuck.
Whoa.
Texas. I'm not obsessed with almost.
He's going to end up on the stove one of these times. He's going to lay his phone down.
Oh, it's just going to melt.
We're not going to go there.
I don't know. I think Andrew's done cleaning for the day. He's cooking now. Yeah, motherfucker. No, I'm just kidding. All right, Nicolas Cage. Back to Nicolas Cage. All right. So,
what's your favorite role?
That was actually the question I was going to ask. Yeah. What's your favorite role?
I totally missed it.
What's your favorite role? What favorite movie, favorite role of Nicolas Cage?
I always go back to Face Off. Either Face Off or Mom and Dad.
Oh my God, Mom and Dad is great. Okay, so one of my favorite parts of Mom and Dad is when he gets the sledgehammer and just goes ape shit on the
on the pool table.
That's what we pay to see. We pay to see.
You notice he's wearing punk rock shirts all the way through that movie too. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what band it is, but he's wearing a certain band in that scene. I can't remember what it is.
And Jennifer.
Oh, well, Peggy Sue Got Married. Totally forgot about that one.
Oh, look at this.
Leaving Las Vegas. Yeah. National Treasure or Fuck Yourself.
I never seen Fuck Yourself before.
I don't know. I think I saw a movie called that once, but I don't think Nicolas Cage was in that.
Owen Wilson. Wow. Wow.
Oh, God. Him and his fucking brother. Anyway. Flush him down the toilet. Hey.
I'm going to have to go with The Rock. That shit cracked me up.
That was a good movie. That was a good movie. Man, I'm gonna go back and watch that motherfucker. I haven't seen that. I saw that in fucking drive-in. That was the last time I saw it, too. I would probably have to say that when it comes down to my favorite role from him. I mean, it all kind of goes back to like Raising Arizona. Idiocracy. I hate that fucking movie. I have reasons, though.
Terry Crews is president? Come on. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's not even Nicolas Cage.
That's how the world is turning.
No, he saw Luke Wilson, almost his brothers in that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that movie. It all goes back to Raising Arizona, I guess, to me. Because the role of, like, the, you know, the fucking criminal redneck moron. Did I mention I live in Kentucky? I love that movie to death. It's funny. It's serious. It's kind of fucked up in a lot of ways. Has a pretty cool ending to it. But it would have to be that one, I'd say. Honestly, I did love, like in Willy's Wonderland, I did love that character. And it's not just because he didn't talk in it. It was just like, he was perfect in it. He had like the right attitude, the right kind of like feel, you know, whatever. And then again, yeah, Mom and Dad. I don't know. Well, I'm not that big of a fan. Like I said, I hated him for so long. It's hard for me to really fucking choose. So I go with the ones that I remember from years ago or here recently. So I don't know. Raising Arizona or Mom and Dad.
I've watched Mom and Dad about 10 times since it's been out, probably.
Yeah, same. Yeah, Mom and Dad, it's a short watch. It's like 90 minutes, but it's so good. It's like the perfect mix of serious and absurd,
yeah,
all in one movie.
And that scene where he's where him and his wife he's beating the fuck out of that pool table after, you know, he's arguing with her and shit. Like, you kind of forget what the movie's about. Like, you kind of forget that they're getting ready to go kill their kids. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is a good dramatic scene. It really is. It's a good fucking movie. I like that one. I do. I like that one a lot, actually. So
the premise, it's hard to follow, but apparently there's some sort of virus that attacks, like, the mental capabilities of adults and just turns them murderous. You really don't find out why. It's just, it happens. And you're like, oh, okay.
That is a year.
Yeah. And it's so fucking weird. What? Oh, you know, his ear?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said. That's the stage right, even. Yeah, everybody's like playing fuck Nick Cage. I get it. Like, I totally was there too. I'm not a huge fan. I don't hate the guy anymore, though. I've grown to actually kind of like him. Again, from,
you're trying to tolerate him. You know,
so, I wonder if the movie he plays that he like pretty much plays himself or whatever.
Yeah. What's that called?
The Unbearable Weight of Something or Something.
I thought it was just called like something Talent.
Oh, the Unbearable Weight of Tremendous Talent or something like that.
Okay. Something like that. Yeah, it actually looks good. It's actually weird seeing him go the Jean-Claude Van Damme route, but that's okay though.
It totally works.
But it works.
It does. It seems like it's going to be all right. I can be okay with that.
That JVCD show was the shit.
Yeah, it was.
That actually wasn't a bad movie.
None of us have seen Pig.
I haven't seen Pig.
Wait, okay, you have. Right.
Well, I've seen it.
Can you explain to me what the fuck that movie's about? I don't.
Whatever. I mean, it's pretty boring, but I mean, it's not bad.
It's like a slow burner.
Never mind. You got me right there. It's pretty fucking boring. Chad, I feel like me and you are the same mindset.
Literally, somebody steals his pig. It's a truffle pig. And then he gets pissed off, so he tries to find out who stole his truffle pig the whole movie.
So it's exactly what was in the trailer. That's why I didn't watch it.
He was like an old chef or some shit.
Well, apparently, he's nominated for an Oscar for it, so it must be really good.
It must be something, yeah, if he got nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Man. Now, if he slapped Chris Rock, that'd be okay.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. See, it sounds too much like Owen Wilson. I'm working on it.
Keep your wife's name
out of your mouth.
Oh,
I could picture you standing and looking in the bathroom mirror. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
That's the process. That's the process. You got to just say it over and over again. That one line.
One of my favorite parts about Mandy is when he's in his underwear and he's drinking and he's just yelling and punching himself in the face and hyping himself up. And he's just like, that's when you know shit's like about to get real, and that's when the movie goes from 0 to fucking 60.
Apocalypse Now when what's his name did that. It's pretty much the same thing from what you're telling me. That he shot himself, got drunk. Yeah.
But yeah, no, Mandy is just, it's an experience. Like I love that movie more than I should.
I've still never seen it. I've been told by most people I need to watch it, which is probably why I haven't watched it yet. And then I've got a couple people who are like, "Eh," I'm like, I don't know. Certain people say, "Eh,"
he takes super crack. That's pretty much what it's intended to be. And he just like freaking does like all these drugs and starts getting freaking crazy and starts murdering things. I'm just like, wow.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Because I know he's trying to get his wife back or get revenge for her death or some shit.
There's a cult involved, but I swear like every Nicholas Cage movie involves a cult.
I think that's just part of his contract.
Yeah. If it's a low budget movie that Hollywood can make money off of, you'll be nominated for an Oscar. Yes.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
Yeah. Yes. It's true. But who gives a fuck about the Oscars?
And one of my other favorite scenes in a Nicolas Cage movie is where he just punches a woman in the bear outfit, and tied for that, when he gets burned, when he gets burned alive in the effigy, he's like, not the bees, not the bees, you bitches, not the bees, not the bees.
I'm gonna have to see this movie before Andrew tells me all about it.
Spoiler. I still haven't seen Frankenhooker.
Justin said Super Crack was only done well in Frankenhooker, and it is a classic.
It is.
I mean, that's probably why they did that. That was probably like an homage to Frankenhooker. It had to have been.
Maybe. You never know with shit like that. There is a good possibility of that.
But our chat room does not want Caged. Nobody wants Caged.
Everybody hates it. I love it, though. I love it. This is the first time we have this many people commenting. And everybody just hates Nicolas Cage, the main thing we're talking about. I love it.
Yeah.
That's okay. Everyone, at least they're talking I think Nicolas Cage has kind of gotten used to that because he's a Coppola, but he doesn't skate on the fact that he's part of the family.
See, I like him because he acts like over the top. It's kind of crazy and just fucking out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like every Nick Cage movie, I'd die laughing at some kind of speech he does eventually.
His speech in Lord of War is pretty amazing.
Yes.
I do remember that speech.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck did I just watch?
I would like to see Nicolas Cage play a real good like serial killer or something.
Fuck. 9mm is almost close to that.
But it's not him though, is it?
I don't think so.
He's not the killer in that one.
But he's in the army.
I gotta say this though, I almost forgot. In Kick-Ass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's the Batman type guy.
Yeah.
He was awesome in that.
You're right.
He was awesome in that.
He was Batman.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. Yeah, fake Batman. Yeah. His whole thing with Hit Girl was amazing. And the very end of his character was like, it was beautiful.
Yeah. I did like his role in that one. He did a good job. He really embodied the Adam West kind of Batman kind of like thing.
Yeah.
And really being the old school fan that I am, I appreciated that. So yeah, I couldn't forget about that one. But I almost did.
I did
too.
You're offering that
where he's getting burned alive.
Oh yeah.
It's actually entertaining. I don't know.
You're all forgetting one thing. He played Spider-Man Noir in Into the Spider-Verse.
I love that fucking movie too. Yeah, like that's a good one. I don't watch much fucking like superhero movies and shit. I'm sure I've said it 1,000 times on here. I don't. But I like animated shit like that. I really like animated superhero movies and stuff. So when that came out and I found out what it was about, I was like, I've got to watch this. And then I was like, whose voice is that? And I was like, fuck me, that's Nicolas Cage, and that's one of my favorite Spider-Men in the movie. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Take a drink. Everybody drink.
Oh. How's your noodles and ham?
He takes a bite because that's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a long night. You ever listen to Ween? Anyway. You should listen to Ween. Just saying. Does no one know who Ween is? I'm just a fucking idiot. Anyway.
I've never listened to Ween.
Justin just hates everything
I know who Ween is.
I was hoping you did. I was hoping you did.
He did. Somebody mentioned Vampire's Kiss. Yeah. Who was
that? I did. Me.
I still need to watch that.
JB, that wouldn't be a bad one for us to do on 2G1C sometime, actually. It's kind of right up our alley. And then you can just trash it all day long.
Yeah. You get caged.
Get caged. That sounds so cheesy, but I kind of like it.
I mean, that's something he would probably say.
Don't get too close to my fantasy. Shady, can you be more specific on what you mean by that? Because I'm sure you have lots of fantasies, and I don't know if they involve me or JB or Nicolas Cage. I'm going to need you to be a little more specific. Oh, Ween. Oh. Okay. Yeah, Wayne's great. Fucking Wayne's awesome. I didn't know what you were saying there. I didn't know.
Total shit movie.
God.
I think we touched a nerve with JB.
Ladies and gentlemen, JB, Justin Bussell, a good friend of mine, on 2G1C. Tell us the podcast, Last 2G1C, another great show I'm on that people should check out. He is in a special moment in his life right now, apparently, where he just like wants to come on here and bash Nicolas Cage as much as possible. And that's okay. Dumbass. Oh, I love you too, Shady.
Can we have him on now? That'd be hilarious to have a juxtaposition like We love Nicolas Cage. Like, fuck Nicolas Cage.
I don't know, JB. You want you? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if.
It would be interesting.
God, oh, so I got Shane. It's your only topic.
No, it's literally
We have actually stayed on topic. This, like, dude, every fucking episode we have a topic, and then it goes like 5,000 different places, and we're trying to stick it to one.
Yeah,
you know.
Next time we can talk about, you know.
That wasn't right either. Damn.
God, we can't get it right. Oh, where's the toaster in the bathtub?
Andrew's gonna say wet noodle.
Wet noodle. Said Andrew's food. No, how is the noodles in hand? They're pretty tasty. Is your marinara sauce?
Yeah.
Are you eating with a fork or using your hand?
Okay. Use your hand. Use your hand. Use your hand.
Be a caveman. Because they would use their hands to eat their spaghetti with. Will Smith. The only actor I hate more than him is Will Smith.
You're all fucking brutal.
I love you, JB. Wild Wild West made me hate him. Yeah, I can believe that.
That was a long time ago.
That was a bad movie, though. I'm a fan of the old school show on that one, so I'm with him on that.
A worse movie was After Earth, just saying.
Mastermind! God damn. Everybody's coming out. Does Mastermind want Cage? Do you want Cage? Or do you hate him too?
I think everyone's just entertained, hopefully.
You're not on a limb here.
Throw the toaster in White Rabbit Peaks. Aha! I know exactly what you're talking about with that shit.
Oh, God. I got really lightheaded.
Fear and Loathing, baby. Fear and Loathing.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to carve a Z in your forehead.
Oh. What? I don't know what's going on, man.
I said I just want to carve a Z in your forehead whenever you said Fear and Loathing, and Dave looked at me like I was crazy.
Oh, okay. I got you. You see what God just did to us, man? God didn't do it. You did it. You're a fucking narcotics agent. I fucking knew it.
God damn.
That's pretty good.
Oh, no. Yeah, me and my friends used to get really into that movie.
I love that movie. I haven't seen it in a million times.
One of my favorite movies from Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Did you ever see Where the Buffalo Roam? Where it's Bill Murray playing him?
Yeah.
It wasn't as good.
It wasn't as good. Yeah, I agree.
But, yeah, Fear and Love is a fucking classic.
I didn't like the Rum Diary. I don't know.
Apparently, we need to have more than one topic. And you know what? We have one topic on 2G1C too, JB.
Here we go. Watch this. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
I'm going to like Nicolas Cage, so that's the one topic he hates.
We're not going to be able to keep up with the chat here in a second. It's going to be scrolling like super fast. You fucking asshole.
Okay, here's a question for the audience, for the people listening and watching. Okay.
Here we go.
What is your least favorite thing about Nicolas Cage? What do you hate about him so much? Because I want to know. Because like I said again, I didn't like him for the longest fucking time. I only like a few movies he recently came out with. Like, I need to know where my people are.
They're all frantically typing now.
Yeah, like I'm writing so fast, they're gonna. It's like me. I have to fucking copy a thousand times. Notice how we never do a Nick Cage flick. No, I get that, and I'm totally okay with that. But 9mm would it be interesting. Okay. His fucking face. I get it. I know. His acting, his face, his voice. Damn. Oh, man. I don't know, man. Leaving Las Vegas when he's like, you know, like getting all that alcohol in the liquor store and shit, like that's kind of a classic scene. It's kind of funny. I can't think of what to hate about him.
See, it's not a perfect world.
Mastermind. Does anybody know who this person is?
Yes.
Did you know who it is? Yes. Okay. All right. Okay. I was just making sure what somebody I knew and I wasn't acknowledging them. Wicker Man remake. Oh yeah. No, we already talked about that earlier. The remake to Wicker Man sucked. Huh?
It's dumb. It's supposed to be like ridiculous.
No, it's not. It's supposed to be like the fucking original, creepy and fucking no. The remake fucking blew. Go watch the original. God damn it.
No, I watched the original. I like the remake.
How would you think it was supposed to be goofy then? It's supposed to be serious.
No, I don't think the remake's supposed to be goofy. I think the remake is literally supposed to be just like him doing whatever the fuck he wants.
I don't know. I did never saw Wicker Man. Then if he can't find a bad thing. Well,
let's drop another grenade.
I did watch the original Wicker Man, so sorry, you're wrong.
I think we're talking about, I think it's the fact that you watched the remake and liked it. I mean, I'm honestly, the fact that you actually kind of like it kind of like flabbergasted me as well. No, I mean, whatever. I mean, you like what you like. I kind of find it a whole.
You're just wrong for doing it.
Yeah. I guess I'm wrong.
It's okay to have your opinion, even if you're wrong.
Even though it's wrong.
I'm just fucking with you, Andrew. I'm just fucking with you.
No, I know. Well, I think it's funny that the person hates Nicolas Cage because he does what he wants, and that's why he's shit. That's not true. If you people do what they want and they want to do it, then I think that's pretty awesome. No one likes that remake? Well, I guess I'm no one then.
Oh, my God. It's like, I mean, he's right. It doesn't, no one likes that movie. But you know what? I mean, you know what, though? You are, it's okay. You're your own person. It's all right. Andrew, you're someone to us.
According to him, it's worldwide ignorant.
No, I mean, that movie sucks. It really does, and everybody hates that movie. You like it. That's cool. Whatever.
I mean, it's so bad, it's funny. That's why I like it.
I'll go with. It's so bad, it's funny. Okay. The wording on that makes sense. You're not saying it's a good movie.
No, not really. Like, The Room.
I've seen a lot of movies with brooms in them, and let me tell you, they're more exciting than Wicker Man.
There's a fucking customer in the video store. I'll be back.
Customers.
I got to deal with this.
Oh, Jesus.
What? What do you want?
It kind of looks like Dave was getting ready to push his cross in poor Chad's face.
No. I always turn my head.
Do I give you ass or crotch?
Like, there's some Nicolas Cage movies where I watched. There was one movie where he plays a sniper. I thought it was kind of boring. I got halfway through and turned it off.
What movie was that?
I can't remember, but it was so dumb. Like, I was hoping to like it, but like, it was just like, no, it's just not interesting enough. It was on like Amazon.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you in an actual video store?
Yeah, we are. What of it?
I mean, clearly we're all in different states.
It's a virtual video store.
No one needs to know.
It's part of the fantasy, man. It's part of the fantasy. Exactly. We're in the mindset of a video store, and that's what we keep it as.
We all have our own break room.
Right, yeah. My break room is right here, damn it.
24/7. What's in your power box? Power.
That's kind of personal. Oh.
What's in your power box?
What's in your butthole? What?
It's the power glove.
Didn't know that still existed. There's not too many fucking video stores that actually exist anymore. There's a Blockbuster.
Canada.
There's a Blockbuster somewhere. I can't remember what state it's in.
Canada.
Is it Canada?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Like.
That's not a state, that's Canada.
So the bitch was standing right in front of the new releases and asked me if we have any new movies in.
Just tell her no.
I told her no. And she's not allowed to red hair anymore.
This is why we don't have any customers. Get the fuck out of here, bitch.
I like doing the podcast better.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, we're a bunch of dudes that work in a video store. Nobody goes to a video store anymore.
We just figured out we all have three different break rooms.
Yeah, it's crazy. I haven't had a paycheck in 15 years, but here we are. We are your video store clerks, and tonight we're talking about the greatness of Nicolas Cage and how everybody in the world loves him.
That's right. for president. Oh,
president? What? I don't think I'm going that far on that one. Look, I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out again. I am not a crazy Nick Cage fan. I only like a few fucking movies. I used to hate the guy religiously.
So you're saying
actually funny story.
Religiously.
The great list. No, I mean, it's true.
We now condemn and hate Nick Cage. Amen. May him burn in hell.
Well, like my recent ex, when me and her first met like years ago before we got together, I was friends with her sister and a bunch of us went over there to hang out. She happened to be there and she had this cool little basement area where like, it was like a winding, it was just like a big circle, like basement. It was kind of crazy. Padded walls and shit. I don't know. It was pretty cool. And the boyfriend of my friend, that's the sister, was talking about the Ghost Rider movie. And something that she never forgot when we got together was the fact that I sat there and for 15 minutes went on a rant about how bad I fucking hated Nicolas Cage and I hated that fucking movie and it destroyed everything that I could ever imagine could be from a Ghost Rider film because they need to make a new one. But that one sucked so bad. And so, yeah, that was always the thing in our 7 years, our just about 7 years of being together that was always brought up was like, hey, remember when you badmouthed Nicolas Cage like a son of a bitch? And then she knew. And the thing is, she'll even tell you, she fell in love with me that day. And we didn't get together for fucking like 7 years, 8 years.
You know how he even brings people together?
What, hate?
Yes. Not everybody can do that.
It's true.
I don't know. I like
Ghost Rider was such a piece of shit. I like he did Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
It was supposed to. I don't think it was supposed to be a serious movie. Like, it was one of those things.
That was in the early days of Marvel before.
Yeah.
Got good.
Yeah.
Like, didn't Nicolas Cage pay to make sure he played Ghost Rider?
Yeah, he did. He gave them money. He's like, I want to play Ghost Rider, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, and that was a mistake. actually, it was a funny story though. The kid that plays young Nicolas Cage in that movie, his name is Matt Long, and I grew up with him. He's an actor. He's been in a few different things. But his parents were my parents' realtors, or his dad was my parents' realtors.
He didn't ruin Ghost Rider. What ruined Ghost Rider was the god awful script they had. Like, I thought he was pretty good as Johnny Blaze. Like, he was a stuntman. I'm like, you can see that. That's believable.
How many Ghost Rider comics you seen where he goes back and forth? How many times did he really change from Ghost Rider to Johnny Blaze?
Probably not many, but I can't remember. It's been a while.
It was kind of stupid. I was like, look, he's not fucking Superman, okay? He's not Clark Kent.
The thing is with Ghost Rider, it's kind of like with Spawn. It's hard to do a good movie. Like, Spawn... No, Spawn was great, but the original comic is nothing like the movie.
But it's better as a TV show.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the HBO fucking, like, oh my God. I love that. I used to have all of them on VHS, and I fucking got rid of them like a dumb dick.
Okay.
Those are fun to watch. Those are good.
Apparently Justin wants to light Nick Cage's head on fire. Yes,
somehow this episode has morphed into starting a GoFundMe to set Nicolas Cage's head on fire.
That was actually... Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so Shani and JB are completely in cahoots. I think they teamed up before they got on here to make sure they came in here and just badmouthed Nicolas Cage. I'm not saying they did that. I'm saying it wouldn't surprise me.
Which
I love both. I love you both very much. I do. And I don't blame you. I really, I can't sit there and be like, oh, how dare you? Because I kind of understand.
I'm hoping they'll be our old men in the balcony, like in the freaking Muppets. He's not hurt, though. He's all bad.
Oh no, this is serendipity.
Oh jeez,
Lord.
So we just gotta find out another actor they really hate and talk about him next.
I mean, I'm pretty sure we can probably pick somebody.
Give us your. Well, bring
it's
us
not
your
Bruce name. Willis. Because it was crickets out there when we were talking about Bruce Willis.
Yeah, I know.
But we also didn't promote like we should have the last episode either.
Well, you
know, everybody knows the store is open.
Yeah, after going back and like watching that, like since I wasn't here for
the portion, yeah.
Like I kind of was disappointed. I missed most of it.
It was an interesting one. It really was.
I locked the door. This job would be great if it wasn't for the fucking customers.
I wish we didn't. Anyway. It's a happy coincidence.
It's not just a coincidence. It's a happy coincidence.
You know, it's a happy coincidence.
Happy little trees.
Happy little trees.
And Nicolas Cage.
I was going to make a dirty joke, and then it left my head. So you stopped yourself? Yeah, kind of. My brain was like, nah, it's not that funny. I wish I did that. I wish my brain did that more often. Like, hey, don't say it. Don't say he said it. And then later on, like, after we get off here, I'm like, fuck, I said it. I beat myself up for it. I get more inebriated and I cry in my own misery. I'm kidding. I watch a lot of porn and go to bed. Anyway. So, Nicolas Cage.
Oh, there's one Nicolas Cage. No, several other movies that I watched that I really liked. Knowing is pretty cool. It's actually based off of a Philip K. Dick book, who, if you don't recognize the name, he also did Scanner Darkly.
Oh, that's a damn good movie.
Yes,
that's Scanner Darkly. That's probably one of my favorite movies. That's a damn good one. Tears. It's true. I will. I'll cry, save him up, and then
salty it burns.
Sometimes my mom doesn't watch my shows.
The Knowing movie was weird just because it aliens, and I just kind of I just roll my eyes whenever someone uses the plot device as aliens, and Knowing was interesting, but the ending was just kind of like, really? They really went with this?
That reminds me, Color of Shape.
Okay, I like the Color Out of Shape a lot, actually. Because they changed a lot of it since, you know, H.P. Lovecraft was a racist dick. So he probably would hate the fact they had a black guy in the movie.
Okay, let's not sit there and badmouth Lovecraft.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I'm just.
It was
honest.
The time period. It wasn't the great choice. I get you. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Well, no, but Color Out of Shape is pretty accurate to the story, and where he plays the farmer, and just the slow divulge into madness is like perfect.
There's a guy that I don't know if he still does. I haven't seen him in a while, but the guy used to work at the Kroger where I live. He was actually Herbert West from Reanimator for Halloween one year.
Really?
And cool. Yeah, he's big into like Lovecraft stuff and all that. And so every time I go in there, we would talk about Lovecraft stuff. And he was like, "Yeah, have you heard that Nicolas Cage is going to be in this new Lovecraft movie?" And I was like, "Which one?" He's like, "Color of Shape." And I didn't know how I felt about it at first. I was like, "Oh, okay."
It's color out of space.
Color out of space. Yeah, Color of Shape. Ha! This is the Foo Fighters. But yeah, my bad. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. My bad.
Starring Dave Grohl, Color Out of Shape. Yeah. Starring Dave Grohl and Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And the Foo Fighters Lovecraft movie. There we go. But I watched it and I was actually really surprised. It was really good. It didn't piss me off and it didn't annoy me.
It followed the book and it added some stuff to it. And it even mentioned Arkham and it expanded upon the whole like Arkham is weird as shit and nobody knows why.
Well, Lovecraft was always good about. Now the best thing about Lovecraft was he wrote like he knew everybody and like the way he wrote was like he'd been there. He was an adventure he was on, something crazy of that nature. And the way they did that was like really good. I honestly think Nicolas Cage was the perfect person for that movie, for that role.
Don't mention more Foo Fighters. Remember last time?
I know.
What happened last time?
Last time, we did. Our episode was about Studio 666. And while we were doing that episode, they discovered Taylor Hawkins' body.
Oh, yeah.
We found out like literally like a minute and a half after we were done that they just found his body and they just announced it.
I'm sorry I asked.
I mean, it was kind of a rough night. I was like, wow, we just killed Taylor Hawkins. Like, we were afraid we were cursed. It was just kind of weird. This is kind of weird. One of those crazy things that happens.
Is something going to happen to Nick Cage after tonight?
I think Justin's hoping so. Chuck loves Lovecraft's racism. It's a Kentucky thing. Fuck you. God damn you. JV, you fuck.
It's a Kentucky.
Jesus Christ. Well, Matt, I love you, buddy, but damn. You wouldn't think I was from Kentucky, though, in a lot of ways. Just saying. So,
man, someone wants Nicolas Cage to die. Like, you cannot.
I didn't realize that JB's hatred went this fucking deep.
Does he want to put a bullet in him or something? You just see someone on the news, like some rabid gunman running after Nicolas Cage on freaking Sunset Strip. Get back here, you son of a bitch!
He's secretly in love with him.
If I can't have you, no one will. Like, yeah. Misery with Nicolas Cage.
That's what his problem is. JB just he can't have Nicolas Cage all to himself. That's what it is. Right, JB.
Here we go. I can see him typing now.
A new segment. Just fuck this actor.
Should that be the title?
No. This actually is not a Nicolas Cage hating episode.
It wasn't supposed to be.
It wasn't supposed to be, but you know what? It's live, and that's what happens.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Fuck it. Fucking thing sucks. Which is, by the way, is probably like that's one of the greatest things. Like I like to repost. That's hilarious.
It is. It's genius.
You know about my hatred. Do I knew you didn't like him, but I wasn't sure that it, I didn't know that it went so deep.
It really struck a nerve.
Jason Blum.
Okay, yeah, he hates Jason Blum with like a passion.
Oh, okay.
Blumhouse so movies. So next week we'll talk about Jason Blum movies.
Yeah, we're gonna purposely
talk about it. And we'll have JB on as a guest. Actually, no, I'm against that one right there. We're not having JB on for that one. We'd have JB on for another episode. But I'm not going to say, I have to deal with that enough. I don't have really a big issue with Blumhouse. Not usually. He makes me almost want to, and I'm just like, no, dude.
No, Blumhouse is doing pretty good. Like, they have their hits and misses, but they have hits right. More than their misses.
Well, the thing about Blumhouse, though, when it comes down to it, is no, it's not all their shit's good, but they also were the production company that actually kind of have been bringing the horror and the gore back, exactly. You know, so.
Oh my God! I want Nicolas Cage to be in a Blumhouse movie.
Yes, Nicolas Cage should be in the next Paranormal Activity movie.
That's the only way I would watch it.
Black Christmas all got it. Look, I know. Blumhouse did. I know it was a horrible movie. Okay, we talked about this, JB.
That's one movie. That's one movie.
There's other movies that Blumhouse has put out that sucked ass. But the Black Christmas were my favorites, and they remade it this third time, and they didn't need to. And this one was worse than a cat's fucking piss smell. Okay, it's so bad, so fucking bad. You shouldn't. Black Christmas, the original, and the one that came after it, good movies. The one they recently came out with is a big old steaming pile. A fly covered dookie.
Like I've clicked on it before, and then like it pops up, then wow. I go back and I watch something else.
No, it's true. There's a long list that JB is, you know, he hates everything.
I got one. Nicolas Cage in terms of movies wise, I would like to see Nicolas Cage in a Marvel movie playing. Better yet. I lost it.
So, yeah. You know how many times it's happened to me in bed with a woman? Anyway. You took the bag off. Fuck.
Oh my god.
I was waiting to hear some Einstein shit. That was just, everybody, nah, never mind.
Everybody's leaning in, waiting and telling. Fuck, I lost it.
That's the page and faces of death.
Jesus Christ. Like, what did he do to you? Did he, like, have sex with your mother?
Well, I mean, we,
did he have sex with your ex-girlfriend?
Well, we have my buddies Shanty and JB on here going back and forth.
I mean, at least.
It's like the weirdest piss contest I've ever seen in my life. Because it's just like, who hates Nick Cage more?
Like, his blood pressure has to be through the roof by this point.
Like, I just see him, like, sitting there, and he's just like, God, I just fucking God, fuck Blumhouse, fuck Nick Cage.
He's just over there
on the table.
He's just over there
on a Saturday night.
He's just over there ranting about the gay frogs and everything.
Gay frogs? Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing. What's happening with the world these days is they're taking everything we have, okay, and they're making frogs gay. All right, and we got to worry about the lizard people, and we have to band together because this thing, I'm not kidding here, folks. Okay, this stuff is coming down to the real. Okay, this is it's just everything's wrong. We've seen it. It's a crazy time right now.
Why is your
I'm Alex Jones?
Why is your Alex Jones so spot on?
Thank you.
At least you didn't try to take your shirt off like he does all the time.
I was watching Fox News and I was working out the other day. No.
We need to have
this is why we're here in God's country. We're here in God's country, and everyone's faking death.
I think JB wants to meet Nick Cage.
What would he say to him? What would JB say to Nick Cage, I wonder?
I fucking hate you. I'm punching in the balls.
Honestly, I would say that if JB was near Nicolas Cage, honestly, JB would probably be like, "You suck," and then just slowly walk away.
Walk away.
Yeah, yeah. Or he would go on a rant.
I remember one time we was at like a some kind of fucking signing, and like Dean Cain was there, and my boy was like, "You want a picture with Dean?" And he like kind of looked at me and smiled, ready for the photo, and I'm like, "Nah, I'm good," and just walked away. And like his reaction was priceless. He was like, "What just happened?"
Nick Cage has no balls. That's not true. The man literally started Mandy, Color Out of Space, and fucking Willy's Wonderland. Just saying.
I mean, a lot of people can do a lot of things without balls.
No, that's right.
I mean, there's a lot of actors out there without balls that play in movies. We can't even use that. That's not even.
He loses one in Ghostland.
Does he?
Yeah.
He got blown off.
That's fucking hilarious. I get a pic with him just flipping him off and tearing in front of him and tell him go die. Oh, this is why JB is like one of my best friends. He's so really brutal. Can. He's fucking brutal.
He may have a manly
vagina.
I have gay friends that tell me that's called a bussy. Wasn't aware of this, but I really do have a gay friend that was like, you know what a bussy is? No. What? That's gross.
Why did you volunteer that information, sir?
Because I'm stupid. Because I'm an inquiring mind and I love education. No matter how much I regret it later on. Mangina. My mangina's acting up.
You should probably get
can't feel my pussy.
Reminds me, what the fuck was that? Step Brothers, whenever the fucking they're doing the Mangina song and do just a little bit of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. That's what you do. I mean, our next episode should be on Will Ferrell. I'm sure.
Oh, we got a robot.
What?
Your stick's over there, bro.
What?
Thank you. Come again. Speak. Andrew, don't laugh. Speak.
I think he's
Are you still a robot? Speak, Andrew.
Are you ready to rock out, Andrew?
I think Andrew. Oh, he's not a robot anymore. It's okay. This has been fun, though. This has been fun. This has been a very interesting episode. Tune in next week.
We're going to piss everybody off next week.
Yeah.
You know what? There's our angle. There's our angle. Don't do that to me. Okay. I like Will Ferrell, but I'm not going to talk for an hour about him.
Okay. We're going to talk about
Saturday Night Live was good for about 3 years. Step Brothers was really funny. Anchorman's okay.
Hey, Anchorman,
yeah, I'm not doing that episode. How about Anchorman 2? What is up with that one?
Anchorman 2 is interesting.
Oh, next, okay, we're going to go on Sideways. I mean, what?
We can talk about Blumhouse and how much everyone loves it.
We could totally do a Blumhouse episode. We could. You know what? We'll talk about that in the group chat, and we'll surprise everybody next week with a new fantastic, amazing episode that people can come on and get really mad about. There we go. Thanks for joining us.
And with that said, we're going to lock up. Well, I actually already locked the door, so no more fucking customers come in. But join us next week for more videos, Thor Clerks and Chuck Nasty. Also, check out Chuck and JB. Is he still there? I don't know. On Tales from the podcast and Chuck's metal band. Metalheads out there, check out. Actually, just rock. Hard rock fans. Check out Bastard Sons of a Judas Goat. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram. As well as that gentleman at the bottom, Rage in a Cage, he is this week. No longer the bringer of chaos.
It's the Raging Cajun.
That's Andrew. Check out his band, Dream State Nightmare. You can find on Facebook and Instagram as well. Hey, if you're Nine Inch Nails fan.
Band Cam.
Good shit.
You know what? I'm going to say this real quick. Bastard Sons with Judas Goat, you can find us anywhere. Just look us up.
Spotify as well.
When it comes down to Dreamscape Nightmare, right? Did I get it right?
Dream State. It's okay.
Okay, yeah. Every time I want to say escape. Yeah, both bands have something in common besides the fact that we're both really good. You can get stoned like a son of a bitch, and it will make you just go to a different plane. I did it the other night. I love what you do, Andrew. Anyway.
That's cool. I got music to get high to. Awesome.
Gets me stoned. I love you guys. Love you.
And check out our content, YouTube channel, Night to Dawn. Not to be confused with Dust to Dawn.
From Dust to Bong.
We'll see you next week, Wednesday at 9. The Clerks are out.
This is Video Store Clerks. All movies, all the time. Welcome to the store.